Kof Aleph Adar Rishon, Friday the 21st of February, Rabbi Eli Cohen, Misha Torach Be'erev Shabbos.
Morning, Rabbi Isai. Thank you for the introduction. I'm here, Baruch Hashem, in town for a simcha, my son's chasana, Baruch Hashem. And the wish, traditional wish, one wishes when a shidduch comes about, the zivug should be Eile Yofeh. In other words, it should everything should develop well in the best of ways. And my late uncle, Basenda Feuerstein, Sechasad Gavrocha, some may remember, would say, what does it mean, Zivug Eile Yofe? It should be Eile Ad Yofe, Emes, Yatziv, Nochen, Kayam, Yosha, all the way, all the middles and the miles, Ad Yofe until Yofe, Eile Yofe. But recently, I heard about from the Satmar Rov, Sechasad Gavrocha, a beautiful idea. Derech Remes, Fashtetzach, and he says as follows, he says, Zivug Eile Yofe Yofe, Eile, we always use the Lashon in Gematria, we say a word is Eile be Gematria, such and such. He says, Eile Yofe, Yofe is 95 be Gematria. What is Mitzvah Tzadehei in the Torah? 95th Mitzvah in the Torah, in Tariag Mitzvahs, Va'osule Mikdash V'shachanti B'seichon. No, beautiful. The zivug should be eile yof, it should be eile, it should be kaim, the ankabah should be kaim, the concept, making mikdash and bring down the shekhinah. So, I'm involved in, shall we say, on the side, anyhow, of binyan mikdash. We are currently in the parashias of binyan hamikdash v'hamishkon. I thought it's definitely topical and current to discuss, to bring out an akuda, one point from the parashias of the Mishkan. I think we all agree that nothing man-made is forever. Yes, a diamond lasts forever, that's not man-made. Just about. But nothing man-made lasts forever. Whatever technology and, you know, however advanced one is, in the end, a thousand years, whatever may be, it's going to crumble, it's going to disintegrate and end up garnished at all. However, we find as follows. The Pasuk says, and this is because Parsha again repeated from Parsha's Truma, V'asis Sakarashi, Kisborok Kamaz, Meshabin Am Yisrael, make a mishkan of Karashim, Atzei Shittim Oimdim. Take these boards of wood made of Atzei Shittim and create your mishkan, build the walls of the mishkan. What are the Oimdim? Atzei Shittim Oimdim. So, Pasha Peshat is, simple way of learning, is you can take a board of wood, you can put it horizontal, or put it vertical. No, the Torah says Oimdim. They should be, Derech Gedilasan, the way they grow, that the sort of tree are erect. That's how the boards of wood should be Oimdim, one next to the other, to make your wall of Mishkan. However, there is a Medrash. Like the Medrash, Atzei Shittim Oimdim, Oimdim la'ad o la'el be'elamim. These kerashim are going to last forever and ever. Somewhere, in some bechina, somehow, these kerashim are still in existence. Halidavahu, it's strange. We have to ask. You know, we know that at Hayoim today, waiting for Bias HaMashiach from Hero Yavoi, deep beneath the Harabais in Yerushalayim, we know the Oren is in hiding. With other things that are hidden with the Oren, Nignas V'im Ha'Oren, we know, okay, that all the rest of the Mishkan, all the beautiful artifacts in the Mishkan, the materials, etc., etc., we don't find by any other this Nakuda, this point, V'asisa Kiroshim, that the Atzei Shittim Oimdim La'ad L'Elme Lamim, that the Kiroshim, that anything else will last forevermore apart from this Kiroshim. What is it? What was it about these Kiroshim that had in them this segula, this quality, they're going to last forevermore. Ad ulil ma'ilami. You find a Gemara in Bava Metzia, part of it in Kesubis as well, Kuf Gimel is Bava Metzia Pehe. Gemara tells us about the great Amira Resh Lakish. Resh Lakish, have a metzayin ma'arta de Rabbanon. Resh Lakish made it his business to travel around Eretz Yisrael and find out where previous Chachamim were buried and Mitzayin, he would lead Tzionim, he would make sort of signposts, like a Matseva, for the sake of Kohanim. Kohanim should know, here we have a Kever, here, keep away, there's a Makor of Tumah, keep away. So have a Mitzayin Ma'aretz of the Rabbanon, he would go around posting signs, here lies, Paitomon, Paimitman, be careful, Kohanim, keep away. Says the Gemara. On his journey, Kimoto Lema'aretz Rabbi Chiya. He knew in a certain vicinity, Rabbi Chiya was buried. And he came to this area looking for Rabbi Chiya's kever. He couldn't find it. Maybe he had a sort of kever detector, I don't know, buzz, whatever. But he couldn't find it. Says the Gemara, Chalash Date. He felt, he was suddenly saddened and depressed. He felt weakened. Omar, he says, Ribbono Shel Olam, Loi Pilpalti Torah Kamosai. Okay, Naniach, I accept, I wasn't mafalpel in Torah. Sorry. Loi Pilpalti Torah Kamosai. Wasn't I as great in Torah and Pilpala Torah as he was? Yatsa Baskoil. And the Baskel said, yes, Torah Kamosai Pilpalto. Rish Lakish, yes. As far as Pilpul HaTorah goes, you were on par with Rabbi Chiya, and for that reason, perhaps, you should have been Zeicher to find his Kever. However, there's a vast difference between Rabbi Chiya and your good self. What is that? Torah Kamosai Loi Ribatzta. You are not a Marbit Torah like him. You didn't spread Torah, right, like he did. Therefore, for that reason, you are not Zeicher to find his Kever. Because Rabbi Chiya is so much greater in that area. That's where that part of Gemara ends. Gemara carries on. Where do we see the gadlus of Rabbi Chiya in Harbotzas HaTorah? Spreading Torah, teaching Torah. Says the Gemara, on one occasion, Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Chiya, two of the greats, were hammering away at each other over a particular point in learning. You can imagine. Says Rabbi Chanina to Rabbi Chiya, Bahadididi Kominsas, are you going to argue with me? Do you know who I am? Chas v'shalom, he says, Imeshtakna Terem Yisrael, if Terem would ever be forgotten for Am Yisrael, I would bring it back with my pilpul, with my keach of pilpul and Terah, I'll be bring back Terah for Am Yisrael. So don't you start with me. Says Rabbi Chiya to Rabbi Chanina, Azoi, you think you're so, I'll tell you something. You don't start with me. Because, never mind Torah not being forgotten, I have already seen to it that Torah will never be forgotten. What did I do? Says Rabbi Chiya, I have gone along and I have planted seeds of flax in the ground. I tended to them and nurtured them carefully until they were fully grown. I then took these plants of flax and I prepared the threads of the flax, and I made nets. And then I spread these nets in the woods, and I caught deer. And I took these deer, and I shechted these deer, I gave the meat to poor people to Yesemin, and then I prepared parchment from the deer's skin, and I wrote out on the parchment, on five pieces, Chamisha Chumash HaTorah, another six, Shisha Sidri Mishnah, and I went along, and I found 11 children, 11 boys, young men, and I taught each one of them a chelik of chumash, a chelik of mishnah, and I said, right, chevra, you've got it, go and spread it. Teach others. Terbechia, in that way, I guarantee Torah will never be forgotten. Never mind you coming to me and say, if it would be forgotten, I'll be machzir it, I'll bring it back. It'll never be forgotten, guaranteed. Says the Gemara, ends off. Hainu da'amai Rebbe. This is what Rebbe says, great words. Kama gedolim ma'aseh Chiya. How great were the deeds of Chiya, of Rebbe Chiya. We hear the story of this, fantastic, meridik, Mr. Snefesh, Fabrata Satera. I'm going to start with a question. Okay, Rebbe Chiya wanted to teach Torah. He couldn't go to Mechus Sforim and ask, can I have, please, she said, the Mishnah Art School, Chamishnah Chachantera, can I have it, and call the kids in and say, right, and teach them. Okay, so we had to have them written. So go along, get somebody to write it out for you, on parchment. You have to go along and sow the seeds, to grow the flax, to make the nets, To catch the deer, to make the parchment, to write out the Torah and then teach it? What's going on? Says the Marshal. Shekol ma'aseh hazeh l'Torah hu b'tchilo l'shem shamayim. V'lo yehoyo boi shum shituf dobar acher v'kavona acheres sheloi l'shem shamayim. Rebbe Chiya wanted a guarantee that from the earliest stages of his Harbotas HaTorah and every step on the way through, it should be kulei kulei l'shem shamayim, with the right kavana, with the right intention. Says the Marashah, ki ilu kona behemo, had he bought a behemo l'era for its skin, hayavai mitzad amecher shituf davar acher, then the sale of the animal would have had perhaps a different kavana, and so on and so forth. He wanted to ensure from the planting of the seeds of the flax, everything should be like, I am doing this, the Shem Shemayim, the Shem Arbota Satera, every single stage. In that way, Rebbe Chiya could be ensured and confident that the end product, his Harbot Satera, would have kiyum, would have permanence, and would go somewhere. I think I saw from Rabbi Eliel Lapian, quoted from the Vilna Gaon, if Yidden would get together and build a Beis HaMedrash, build a shul, where from the earliest stages, as the foundations were laid, and every brick was made, and kulei kulei, each and every stage, l'shem shamayim, we'll be doing this, l'shem making a base tefillah, a mokim matera, says the Vilna Gaon, he guarantees that the mispalling in such a shul would never be troubled by machshava zara, by any sort of interfering thoughts during the davening. The same idea, right? The kavanas mireish mitchila, that hachana put into it creates such a kiyum for the final product. And then when Gates in Shiva, Reb Gurwitz Zatzal, would tell the Bochrim, it was often publicized, told Bochrim, there was a certain shas in the back of the Beis HaMedrash. I remember exactly which shas it was, and he says, that shas is printed with chashash chilul Shabbos, you'll have no siyata d'shmaya learning from that shas. Oto davar, right? Something which is created for Torah is going to have a yesod, a foundation, a sheresh, which is not beseda, then it's going to affect the final product. With this idea in mind, we can return. You remember which shas it was? Do you remember, Mota? That's a good question. That's a good question. Oh, with this concept in mind, we can come back to our original points. Because we have a famous Rashi in the beginning of Parashas Truma. When the Pasuk tells us that they should bring atzi shittim, cedar wood, to create the Mishkan. Rashi asks, "Umeayin hayu lehem hamidbar?" Suddenly, pitom they got atzi shittim, beautiful cedar trees growing in the wilderness. How is that? Says Rashi, "Pirish Rebbe Tanchum Medrash Tanchuma." As we know, Yaakov Avinu tzafa beruach hakodesh. Yaakov Avinu, on the way down to Mitzrayim, hundreds of years earlier, he foresaw with ruach hakodesh shasidin Yisrael living in Mishkan the Midbar. They're going to build a Mishkan in the Midbar. The heavy he brought with him, arosim cedars, Mitzrayim to Mitzrayim saplings, when Ataman planted them there. But Sivol Abanov commanded his children, litla mimoyim, take them with them, kishigitzum in Mitzrayim. These very atzi shittim, what a fantastic hachana they had, the shirashim they had. Yaakovinu alein with ruach hakodesh, right? He saw that the binyan hamishkan, and he understood that they needed atzi shittim with the binyan hamishkan, and he planted them, brought them with him to Mitzrayim, and planted them there. We can imagine the amount of hachana, kedusha, tara that went in to these atzi shittim. Therefore, we can understand, right? If these atzi shittim had such a meridic hachana, the depth of hachana, Yaakov Avinu himself planting them and tending them, then we can understand why dafka these atzei shittim are aimdim la'ad lo'el meilam. Because the depth of achana is going to guarantee that there's going to be a kiyum there, there's going to be a permanence. Agab, if I may add, my father Chaim Levracha would tell us something very nice about these atzei shittim in Mitzrayim. There was an additional sort of chokhmah here, if you like. The Yidden in Mitzrayim, imagine, Yidden come home after a long day's work, they've been beaten and battered and they're bloodied, and they come home, and the children come and bring daddy, you know, some water to you know, wash his wounds, etc. And he says, nay, come with me. And he goes up with the kids, into the garden nearby, and he starts pouring the water over these little trees that are growing. And they say, Tati, what are you doing? So what do you mean? He says, do you know what these saplings are? These are cedar trees that Zayda Yaakov brought down from Eretz Israel to Mitzrayim. Do you know why? And he told us, because the time will come when we're going to leave Mitzrayim and go to Eretz Israel on the way, build a beautiful Mishma HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why I'm doing this. So, b'chol yoyim b'yoyim, b'chol der v'dayr through Mitzrayim, the Yidden were filled with this, there's Geula, Poker Difkoid. There's Geula, we have a guarantee of Geula. We see the case from Aravi, Baruch Hashem. It's a constant chizuk to us. It's a gezayin, abinyan, agantz, abinyan. There's going to be a Mashiach and a Geula. It's carried the Yidden through. Possibly these Atzei Shittim growing in Mitzrayim. To come back to the earlier Nekuda of Hachana. There's a famous Rashi in Parshas Yisra. It's always found a bit difficult to understand. Perik Yutes, Bachodesh Hashlishi, Letzeis Bnei Yisrael Meretz Mitzrayim, Bayoyim Hazeh, Bo Midbar Sinai. On this day, Rish Chodesh 7, they arrive in Midbar Sinai. Says Rashi, Bayoyim Hazeh, on this day, Bayoyim Ahu. This is the history, this happened in the past. It should say, on that day, back in that year of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, they came to Har Sinai. Mahu b'yoyim mazeh. And for Rashi from the Medrash, as we know, sheyu divrei Torah chadashim alecha kilu hayoyim. Baruch atah Adonai Elohim melech haolam shehakol v'nyan b'dvarei. Thank you very much. So the hayoyim. Bayoyim Hazeh, to tell us that every single day, Torah should be fresh and vibrant as if it was given today. I was always puzzled. We aren't talking about Matan Torah here, Kabbalah Satera, but it's a week before. We're talking about Bias Midbar Sinai. They've just come to our Sinai here. And for that, we are told, Bayoyim Hazeh Bo, okay, Be Matan Torah, like we say, Asher Nechim Et Savacho Hayoyim, Be Matan Torah. We can understand if a Torah would say, Bayoyim Hazeh Kibbalah HaTorah. But Bayim is the Bo Midbar Sinai, Elomai. I think the same word is true. It's the Hachana. It's the Hachana. The preparation is done with the Cheshek, and as a result, then we can be guaranteed that the product, the final product, is going to have Kim as well. So the real Kabbalah Satera, if the Hachana was taka done also Kelu Hayoyim Nitno, as if today and every day we've come to our Sinai, never mind the Kabbalah Satera, if our Hachana Satera each day done with the same Bren as they came then to our Sinai, will be Kim to our Torah. Safe Maase, the Machshava Techila. We want our Maase in the end to be something proper. Machshava Techila. You know, it depends so much on the Machshava, the thoughts that we put in at first beforehand. Perhaps we can say, Rabbeis Machshava is Belevish. The more Machshava is Belevish, the more Batsas Hashem, Akrish Baruch Hu's plans for us. In other words, his mitzvahs and Torah, the more Kiyum, Batsas Hashem, his Sokum, the more Kiyum that we'll have. In school, I say to the boys, you know, it comes to exams, it comes to bechinas, it comes to preparation for yeshiva. And I say, if you pack in now, you won't panic later. Yeah, the more hachana preparation, you pack in now, you pack it right now, use your time properly, constructively, you won't panic later. When, oh, you know what I do? How... I came across... Yeah, I came across, shouldn't have been like that, because I shouldn't, but I came across a Rashi in Bereshis, and it struck me. Cain and Hevel are there in the field. Vahevel read, saying, Cain, Hayevid Adomo, Rimi Ketsiami, after some time, Vahevi Cain, Mepri Hadomo, Menacha Rasha. Yeah, Meirdik, Cain was a machadish. Cain understood that I can connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, bring a korban to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that'll, you know, be toiv for me and for Brios and for the Olam Kuloi. Fantastic chidush here. And yet, we know, Cain's korban wasn't accepted. Rashi says, Cain brought, Pasuk says, Mipri HaAdomo. Rashi, in brackets, Dovar Acher. Another peshat in the word mitpri. Me'eze sheba le'yodoi. Le'toiv le'muvchar. Can ya bring a covenant with Baruch Hu? Okay, take this, take that. Me'eze sheba le'yodoi. There was no hachana. There's no thought. How should I do this? Which one should I choose? Prepare it properly. Me'eze sheba le'yodoi. Whatever came his way, he took it. Without achana, you're not going to get very far. Not much kiyum. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't accept his korban. And similarly, in Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu sends mincha le'esav, vayikach min abo b'yodoi, me'ize shebo le'yodoi. Whatever came his way, Yaakov wasn't particular sending to Esav. You know, the ganze achana, a whole preparation. Mincha le'esav, if it's taken mincha le'esav, it can be min habo le'yodoi, me'ezeh shebo le'yodoi, without any hachana, without any sort of selection, without any real preparation. The story is told. The Chofetz Chaim was on one of his travels, as we know. He was often traveling around, selling his sforim, being machazik and ma'edid. And he arrives at a particular shtot, a particular town, and it's mamish as Tisha B'Av is coming in. Mamish, Leil Ches B'Av. And he comes into a shul there, and everybody's sitting down, away from those stools and little boxes and whatever, and a yid sees, you know, a friend, a stranger coming into the shul. So he, appreciates this stranger needs a seat. So he dashes outside, and he comes in with four bricks, he found four bricks in the yard somewhere, four bricks, and set them up nicely. Wonderful. The Chofetz Chaim said, where are they from? Did you ask anybody? Did he get rishus from anybody? You know? Where's your thinking? Writer, right? You know, sometimes a person can rush into something good even, but without the hachana, min abo b'yodoi, there are questions to be asked. So the Chofetz Chaim wasn't so happy about using these bricks and just sitting on them without any finding out who they belong to, etc. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos, yechal b'Shabbos. Chazal use this, of course, for Tachona, for Me'elam Hazeh, Te'elam Habo, as Mishan Obas tells us, Haskin Atzimcha Bifrezder, Kedei Tetekonis Litraklin. You know, somebody who prepares Erev Shabbos is going to be able to eat on Shabbos. Somebody who, you know, Erev Shabbos sits back and time ticks by, and comes Shabbos, and he hasn't put the Shabbos kettle on, hasn't made a cholent, and hasn't made whatever he has to make for Shabbos, is going to be in trouble when it comes to Shabbos. My late mother, Leah Sholem, I remember, she had a recurring nightmare. She would tell us, a recurring nightmare, I forgot to put the Shabbos kettle on, and began the flame. You know, it's a lachas, you know, you have to prepare for Shabbos, make sure everything is going to be ready for Shabbos, and once Shabbos comes, that's it. Chazal uses for preparation Hachana El Mazeret and Abba, Haskat from the phrase door, prepare yourself in the corridor in order to connect the trackle, in order they should be able to enter the trackle in the palace. So El Mazeh is a prisoner corridor to Olam Haba, and here we prepare ourselves at Me'avas Mishana to arrive at a trackle at the palace, sort of with packed suitcases. And the question is asked, a prisoner to a tracklin, a corridor to a palace, right? The corridor is going to be nicely lit up. It's going to be decorated. It's going to be smart. Okay, not as smart and as posh as the actual palace, but any corridor, to a smart place is going to be also some nice place. And yet we find that Olam Hazeh is called Choshech. Choshech. So what's going on? Why is Olam, if Olam Hazeh is a prisoner of the corridor to the palace, then at the same time, how can it be called Choshech? It's dark. So I saw, with Bemis Adavar Poshut, yes, one comes to the prisoner, and maybe it's beautifully decorated, and there are plants, and there are mirrors, and there are aquariums, and all the pitchfkas, everything beautiful and nice. But it's dark. You haven't switched the lights on. Go and switch the lights on, and all the finery suddenly there, it's all evident. Yes, Olam Hazeh is Hakol Choshech. It is a dark place. The Kadosh Baruch Hu has given us a Torah, given us something with which we prepare ourselves for the trackling. We keep our Torah in our mitzvahs, we put on the light, Olam Hazeh is Geshmak. Olam Hazeh has meaning for us. Olam Hazeh is pleasant and sweet, no longer Choshech. We have a mahalach, we have a direction, we know where we're going, we know where we're heading, we're confident, we have a path ahead of us, and we're prepared to connect the track. Mishatarach be'erev Shabbos yichal b'Shabbos. It's not just that, yes, there will be food for Shabbos, but obviously, the more tircha, the more time, the more nurturing, watching over the pots, the more seasoning you put in, the right seasoning, is not just will there be food, but will be far better food too. We will be zeche, mishtarach erev Shabbos, yecha b'Shabbos, ishvitaka, gashmak elam hazeh, and las love gashmak elam habo.